John, a disappointing 90 minutes. I can imagine you're hurting. A lot of fans will be hurting too. What were your reaction? What's your impressions from the game?
Yeah, I'm hurting. I've calmed down a little bit now. I think it's good for me to sometimes show your emotion. And I'm sure the fans will be disappointed as well. But credit to the guys for singing us off at the end as well. So you take huge credit for that. That must be hard to do. I don't think it was a lack of effort from the players. It's just the decision making. But the thing is, in life, you can't keep making the same decisions because you get the end results, and the end results were we allowed them to execute their game plan a bit too easily. It's the second goal, I thought, was a bit fortuitous, but then our reaction was very disappointing for me and my staff. And I think it's the way we didn't really believe we could get back into the tie. That's what it felt like for 5 minutes. And then we talk about this control, and I've tried to tell the players it's such a huge goal, the third goal. I know Derby have had it today in the last minute, and it makes it such an uphill task, but it's one which we can climb. And I truly believe that, but I need to know that the players believe that. There's no good in me having this belief and this incredible optimism if they don't have it. So I've said to them, you need to come and tell me if you don't think you're ready for Thursday, because I need now to give something back to these fans. I need players who want to play for the club and play for some pride now. It has to mean, every challenge that you make has to mean something. And not when you're not playing your nice free-flowing football, you have to just dig in and be a little bit ugly now and then, which is what we've spoke about this season. And today we didn't do that well enough second half. I thought they got onto second balls, and they were more competitive than us at times. And I think at the end of the day, there's only one result, and you get beat in the playoffs. So, but I've got a chance. I've got a chance to rectify, and I've got a chance to get a bit of pride for myself, for the club, and for the players. They need to finish on a high on Thursday. And then we'll see what it takes. If you get that first goal, you never know in football. We're good enough to create chances, and we'll have to be an incredible, colossal performance on Thursday. But it's one I think we can do.
Goals came at the wrong time, didn't they? Particularly that first one just before half time. Unfortunate off Dimitri.
Yeah, I think that was a bit undeserved. I thought we were good first half. I think we were just disappointed, thinking we could probably get a few more passages of play. But I think we defended well, and the attitude was good, and we just limited it a little bit, evened each other out. But second half, it's the manner of the goals, I think. I think it was too easy for them to face us up, and too easy for them to get shots off unopposed. And that's what we'll look at. I've always said I can't get too emotional after game. I need to go and analyse it and just ask why we're making these decisions and see if we can learn from it. But we haven't got long now. We have to learn quick, and I have to get players out there who just want to play for these fans. I want to give them something back. I want them to get to the banks, and I want them to show that this is what the season you've given us, you deserve this performance, and that's what I'll have to do.
Were your squad nervous, perhaps? I mean, I don't want to try and compare it to the Wembley game or the Bradford game, but certainly a fantastic attacking display at Port Vale the previous weekend, and your good attacking players were nullified today.
Yeah, I didn't. I wouldn't say nervous. It was like we said, the prep was really good. We looked really focused, and I thought first half we were. I thought we were focused. I thought we stuck to the game plan. We didn't allow them to get into the game. I thought, obviously, I think we could probably keep it a little bit better and be more patient, which we spoke about, but second half, you can't give chances like that. You can't. I thought Fletcher and Winall caused too many problems for us, and we allowed them to just get to our heart a little bit too easy. And this is what happens. You can see goals in the playoffs. There's not that many opportunities to get them back, and the third one's a real kick in the teeth. But we have to respond to it. And I have to be honest with myself. And I said, look, if you think there's anything I'm doing, you need to come and tell me. We have to be so honest with each other now. We can't go hiding away. And then we'll see tomorrow when we analyse if we can get a team together for Thursday who want to actually believe that they can do it.
It's a big 5 days now for you and your squad. What positives can you take from this evening into Thursday?
Not many. Being honest, not many. The one that's positive, we haven't got any injuries, so I can pick from a big squad again. But I can't take many positives. The first half... Yeah, bits. But I think second half, I can't lie, there's not many positives coming from the second half. So I just have to make sure we just try and do whatever we can to get that first goal and get us back into the tie.